very important things.
神呼召我们要不住的祷告，我想我们这些弟兄姊妹响应这样的呼召，愿意来到教会来献上祷告，这是蒙神所喜悦的。
And the Bible calls us to pray without ceasing. So for all these brothers and sisters to come to church and pray, these are things that please God.
但是呢，不得不说，祷告这个话题在基督徒里面确实是存在着一定的误区的。
However, the topic of prayer is often misunderstood even among Christians.
所以呢，许多的信徒他们并不是很积极的参与祷告。
So many believers aren't very motivated to participate in prayer.
所以在我们的周间的祷告会上参与的人并不是太多。
So those who attend prayer meetings, the numbers aren't very high.
所以这是我们需要学习需要调整的。
So these are things for us to learn and to adjust.
那讲到祷告呢，我想我们都希望从这对夫妇的经历上学到一些功课。
So regarding prayer, let us learn from this arguing couple.
那这对夫妇呢，平常也不怎么祷告。
So this couple does not pray very often.
但是这个时候他们要做一个重大的决定。
But now they must make a very important decision.
他们要决定是不是要从加州搬到北卡来。
They're deciding whether to move from California to North Carolina.
但是呢，搬有搬的好处，但是呢，也存在着很多的困难。
There are advantages to moving, but there are also a lot of hardships.
所以夫妻之间的关系，那个意见并不一致。
So the two have disagreed upon what to do.
那经过好几次的讨论以后，都没有达成一致的意见。
After lots of discussion, they still haven't arrived at a similar conclusion.
哎，这时候他们听到有牧师说，如果夫妻那个意见不合的时候，可以分开祷告。然后看看有没有得到神的启示。
And they remembered a pastor once told them that if a couple does not agree, then they should split up and pray separately and see if God allows them to come to a similar conclusion.
所以呢，他们就分开各自去祷告去了。
They split up and prayed separately.
然后祷告完以后呢，那个丈夫就兴冲冲的出来说：“我得到了神的启示。
”And after doing this, the man he came out and said that God spoke to me.
他说神告诉他出埃及记第十四章第十三节说不要惧怕只管站住。
And he said that God spoke to him through this passage in Exodus, do not be afraid, stand still.
那就不要搬了是不是
?And he concluded that therefore God must not want us to move.
那太太就说你先别着急。
And the woman said, don't rush things.
神也启示我了。
Because God also spoke to me.
他告诉我列王记上第十九章第七节说起来吃吧因为你当走的路甚远。
And he said that God spoke to me through 1 Kings, arise and eat because the journey is too great for you.
那到底要搬还是不搬啊
?So are they to move or to not move?
我们的祷告是不是这个样子的
?Are our prayers like this?
我时常说这样的祷告呢叫做什么临急抱主脚。
That these types of prayers sort of rise in the moment.
平常不寻求，但到了一个重要时刻的时候，就试图来得到神的启示。
That they don't pray regularly, but when they do come to a bit of hardship, then they do pray.
时常呢，我们也会断章取义的来解释一些圣经的经文。
And sometimes they will take parts of the Bible out of context.
我们的祷告不应该是这个样子的。
We should not be praying like this.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的题目就是怎么样来祷告。
So the topic I want to discuss with everyone today is how should we pray?
我跟大家分享的题目就叫做最顺服的祷告。
And the topic I want to share with you is how to pray in a way according to God.
那讲到祷告这个话题我会讲到三个方面。第一个方面呢是一个自私的祷告。第二个方面呢是顺服的祷告。第三个方面我跟大家讲到的是怎么样我们可以随时随地的来实践祷告。
There are three concepts I want to introduce to you. The first is selfish prayers. The second is obedient prayers. And lastly is always praying. So praying without ceasing.
好我们先来做一个祷告。
Let's first pray.
我们在天上的父
Our Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你赐给我们祷告的权柄。
Thank you for giving us this right to pray to you.
你也教导我们如何祷告。
You've also taught us how to pray.
主啊，帮助我们有这样的心智来响应你的呼召。
Lord God, give us the hearts to do this because you commanded it.
让我们不住的祷告。
Let's pray without ceasing.
并且在圣灵里面祷告。
Let's also pray within the Holy Spirit.
让我们的祷告是符合你的心意的。
Let's pray in according to how you want us to pray.
主啊，教导我们。
Lord God, teach us.
亲自的对我们说话。
Speak to us, God.
你的圣灵也运行在我们当中。
May your spirit be present among us.
帮助我们讲的听的同盟造就。
And may it help us all to pray to you.
所有这一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
I pray all these things in Jesus' holy name.
阿们。好，我们先来讲一种叫自私的祷告。
First, we'll talk about selfish prayers.
自私的祷告呢，第一个层面呢，可以说是一种自然反应的祷告。
The first level of a selfish prayer is a natural reaction prayer.
其实祷告并不是说是基督徒专有的一件事情。
It's not something that only Christians do.
我们看到有一些善男信女到庙里面去叩拜，这其实也是一种祷告的举动，对不对？
That sometimes we see people go to pagan temples and worship. Isn't this also part of the natural reaction prayer?
甚至有一些不相信有神的人，他在面对一些特殊的情况之下，比如说看到一些很奇妙的壮观，或者是在遇到一些紧急的状况之下，他们也会发出一种由衷的这种呼求。
Even those who don't believe in any God, when they are confronted with something unexpected or face adversity, even they will also begin to pray.
我听有一位姊妹好多年前她做见证。
I heard this sister many years ago testify.
她说她在教会里面寻求了很长一段时间。
That she was in church and she prayed for a very long time.
但是她没有办法说服自己有那么一位创造主，有一位那么爱我们的救主。
But she was unable to convince herself that there was really a God who created everything that loved her.
但有一次她在夜里面开车，冬天的时候她在夜里面开车。
One time at night she was out driving in a very icy day.
然后她的车子就冲上了一块冰块上面。
And her car began to slide across the ice.
然后她就感觉到车子失控了。
And she lost all control of the vehicle.
她就情不自禁地说，神啊，救我。
And helplessly she cried out, God, save me.
就有点像这个彼得在水面行走的时候，要沉下去的时候就发出呼求说，主啊，救我。
This is similar to how Peter, when Jesus called him to walk upon the water, began to sink when he began to doubt, and he cried out, Jesus, Lord, save me.
那位姐妹说，她发出这种呼求以后，她就也不知道发生了什么事情，那个车子就在原地转了360度，打了一个圈，然后停在那里。
And after she made this prayer, the car spun a full 360 degrees and then just stopped there on the ice.
所以这里告诉我们，其实不相信有神的人，他们在紧急状况之下也会发出这种呼求。
This illustrates that even those who don't believe in God, when they are confronted with real hardship, even they will pray to God.
然后在这个自然反应的这种所谓的祷告之上呢，还有一种就是以自我为中心的祷告。
Among selfish prayers is also what's known as self-centered prayers.
这种自我为中心的祷告呢，就是围绕着自我来展开的。
These prayers have a focus on ourselves.
我们求神给我们更多的资源，更好的车子，更大的房子，让我们能够心想事成。
May God give us more resources. May God give us a bigger house, a new car. May God allow us to have these good things.
这样的祷告听上去是不是很熟悉？
Do these prayers sound familiar?
这样的祷告其实说实话跟别人到庙里面去烧香叩拜所列出的请求其实并没有太多的两样，是不是？
This is actually quite similar to those who burn incense in the pagan temples. Isn't it quite similar?
有人说我们的区别在于他们所求的是假神，我们求的是真神。
But then you might say to me, well, the difference is that we pray to the real God, whereas they pray to the fake God.
有一次我听一位弟兄说，你看这些人到庙里面去烧香拜佛，求升官，求发财，他们求的是假神啊，他们当然得不到。
And one time a brother spoke to me, he said that those who are burning incense in these temples, they're asking for all these riches, of course they're not going to have their prayers answered because they're praying to the wrong God.
但我就反问一句说，难道我们向真神求升官求发财我们就一定能得到吗？
And I responded to him, if we do pray these very same things to the real God, are we guaranteed to have them?
我们的祷告跟这些善男信女所做出的这种叩拜祈求，除了所求的对象不一样以外，我们在内容上的本质上也应该是不同的，对不对？
That compared to these people who pray in these temples, not only is our God different, but the content of our prayer should also be different. Isn't that right?
但很不幸的是，我们基督徒时常在做这些自私的、以自我为中心的祷告。
But it's the case that oftentimes we Christians are making these self-centered prayers.
那这些自私的祷告的结果呢，往往会引致两个很不好的结果。
And the result of these self-centered prayers often lead to two negative conclusions.
那一个结果呢，就是有一些比较清高的基督徒，他们认为说，你们这样的祈求跟求神拜佛也没什么两样，所以呢，我就干脆就不求了。
First, it leads to some Christians who think that those who pray like this, they're no different from those who burn incense in the temples, and therefore it's not good to pray like this.
他们也会认为说，我也搞不清楚祷告的机制是怎么样的，神是怎么听我们祷告的，是怎么回应我们祷告的，或者是说，既然神都知道了一切的事情，为什么我们还要祷告呢？
And these very same people might wonder that, how do I pray? How does God hear my prayers? How does God respond? And if God knows all things, if he is omniscient, then what's the point of praying if he already knows the content of my prayers?
所以他们干脆就不求了。
As a result, they stop praying and asking of God.
另外一个很不好的这个结果呢，就是会导致我们妄求。
The other negative result is that sometimes people will stop praying altogether.
这个妄求呢，就是我们向神求这些东西是并不是符合神心意的。
That these people will ask God for the wrong things.
在很多时候，我们在做这些自私的祷告的时候，我们向神开出一个清单。
Oftentimes, when we make these self-centered prayers, we bring out a list.
说的不好听呢，就有点像把神当作是圣诞老公公。
To put it bluntly, it's almost as if we see God as Santa Claus.
说的更不好听一点呢，其实就是把神当作仆人。
To put things even more bluntly, it's almost as if we treat God as our own servant.
好像我们是在命令神说，你来替我成就这些事情。
It's like we're commanding God to do these things on our behalf.
那在这样的一种情况之下呢，有时候我们所求的东西是在神他的旨意里面本来就要给我们的。
Sometimes these very things we pray for, God had already planned to give us anyways.
那我们祷告以后得到了这些东西。
And when we do receive these things after we pray for them.
哇，我们就觉得我们的祷告好有能力。
We think that, wow, our prayers are very powerful.
我们的祷告改变了神的心意。
That our prayers have changed the will of God.
我在一个有一次在一个教会里面看到有一个口号，说我们祷告到哪里，神就动工到哪里。
And one time I was at a church and I saw a banner that said that wherever we pray, God goes.
甚至就是说，如果我们不祷告，神就不动工。
It seemed to imply that if we don't pray at all, God won't do anything.
那我就反问一句说，那神是听了谁的祷告？而创造了宇宙万物呢？
In response to this, I asked, then whose prayer was it that God responded to when he created the universe?
又是谁的祷告让神差遣耶稣基督来到世上替人赎罪呢？
And whose prayer was it that made it so that God sent his Jesus down to this earth?
所以有时候我们太看重我们祷告的能力。
So at sometimes we focus too much on the power of our prayers.
好像说是如果我们不祷告的话，神就会塞住他的怜悯的心肠，就不把一些东西给我们。
It's like as if that if we don't pray, then God won't give us anything.
所以我们要跳出这个怪圈，我们就要超越这种自私的祷告的层面。
So we must leave this level of prayer and get out of this habit of self-centered prayers.
我们的祷告应该是一种顺服的祷告。
That our prayers should at core be obedient to God.
是一个在圣灵里面的祷告。
That should be within the Holy Spirit.
那什么叫顺服的祷告呢？
So what does it mean to pray obediently?
顺服的祷告不是在乎于我们说什么。
That the focus isn't on what we say or ask for.
而是一个全人的投入。
But it is putting yourself fully before God.
那这种顺服呢，是从你做决定要不要祷告开始。
But in the first important decision is, should I even pray to begin with?
我们时常怎么样决定我们要祷告还是不祷告？
How do we determine whether to pray or not?
我有事情就祷告，没事情就不祷告嘛，对不对？
If I have something going on, then I'll pray. If I don't, then I won't pray.
我有时间就祷告，没时间就不祷告。
If I have the time, then I'll pray. If I don't have the time, then I won't pray.
我心情好就祷告，心情不好就不祷告。
If I'm in a good mood, then I'll pray. If I'm in a bad mood, I won't pray.
我们是根据什么来决定我们要不要祷告呢？
What is it that motivates us to pray to begin with?
一个顺服的祷告应该是被神的话所激励而开始的。
That obedient prayer is one that's moved by the word of God.
就是我们决定要不要祷告，不是看我们自己的心情，不是看我们自己有没有时间。
That when we decide to pray or not, it's not based on whether how we feel or whether we have the time or not.
而是出于顺服神的命令。
But at core, it is because we are obedient to the commands of God.
神的命令是什么呢？
So what is the commands of God?
刚才我们在宣召的经文里面也读到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十六到十八节。
In 1 Thessalonians 3:16-18,
这里说要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
And I read from scripture, rejoice always, pray without ceasing,In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
所以不住的祷告是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
So praying without ceasing is something that God has commanded to us through Christ Jesus.
神没有说我给你们一个建议。
God didn't say that, I'll give you a suggestion to pray.
说你最好这样做，不做也没问题。
That it's good for you to do this, but if you don't do it, that's fine as well.
他也不是给我们一个请求。
This is also not a request.
这是一个命令。
This is a command to us.
那我们要不要顺服这个命令呢？
So will we obey this command?
顺服的祷告就是听神的话而开始祷告。
That the obedient prayer is one that hears the word of God, is moved by it, and then begins to pray.
我们需要知道了祷告的原理才祷告吗？
Do we need to know how prayer works before we pray?
确实，神是怎么听祷告的？我们并不清楚。
How does God even hear our prayers? We don't really know.
有人说，我们几十亿人，地球上几十亿人同时向神发出祷告，神听得过来吗？
That if all 7 billion people on earth pray to God simultaneously, could he possibly hear everyone's prayer?
神会不会太忙了？
Is it possible that God's too busy?
我祷告是不是在向着空气说话呢？
Is praying like speaking to the air?
我们并不知道祷告的原理是怎么样的。
We really don't know how prayer works at all.
但是神吩咐我们要不住的祷告。
Despite this, God still commands us pray without ceasing.
出于对神的顺服，对他的话语的顺服，我们就开始祷告。
That in obedience to the word of God, we begin praying.
我们就参与祷告。
We participate in praying.
这是顺服的开始。
This is the beginning of obedience.
所以是不是要祷告的决定是由神来制定的，不是由我自己来决定的。
So isn't the decision whether to pray or not, that's decided by God, not by us.
所以看到我们的祷告应该是被神的话所激励。
So we see that to pray is to first be moved by the word of God.
我们因为顺服神的命令而参与祷告。
That we are obedient to God and therefore we pray.
然后我们为什么而祷告呢？
So why do we pray?
前面讲到了我们为什么要祷告。
So the question is, why should we pray?
那这里呢就要讲到我们为了什么要祷告，为了什么去祷告。
Another question is, what do we even pray for?
很多时候之所以我们觉得我们不参与祷告，是觉得我没有事情啊，我没有特别的要祈求的事情，所以我就不祷告了。
Sometimes we arrive at the misconception that we don't really have anything to pray for, therefore we won't pray.
但大家有没有想到， 这样的一种思维正是落入到那种自私的祷告的那个圈套里面。
Have you considered that the very essence of this way of thinking is the selfish prayer?
因为我想到我自己有什么需求，没有想到，我就不祷告了。
Because it first considers what do I need? Well, if I don't need anything, then I won't pray.
但是顺服的祷告，你祷告的事项、祷告的内容是应该是被圣灵所引领的。
The obedient prayer, the content of the prayer is one that's directed by the Holy Spirit.
而不是我们自己去制定的。
It's not defined by us.
罗马书第八章二十六节说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告。
This is the word of God in Romans 8:26.Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
所以我们在祷告的时候要学习怎么样去聆听，怎么样去感受。
So even in prayer, we learn how to listen and how to perceive.
当我们奉主的名聚会，奉主的名祷告的时候，神用他的圣灵会提醒我们为什么样的事项去祷告。
So when we all gather in Jesus' name, the Spirit of God will remind us what it is that we should pray for.
神会提醒我们，在我们的弟兄姊妹当中，有谁需要我们的代求。
That God will remind us who is it among us who need our prayers.
我们的教会有什么样的事项需要我们的代求。
What is it in our church that might need for us to pray for?
我们的整个社会、整个国家，甚至整个世界有什么样的事项需要我们的代求。
In society, in our country, and even the world, what are things that we could pray for?
当我们顺着圣灵的带领的时候，我们从来不会缺少祷告的事项。
When you truly pray within the Holy Spirit, we will never run out of things to pray for.
还有很重要的一点，被圣灵的带领。
Another important point, being led by the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵最主要的功用是什么？
That what is the purpose of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵很主要的一个功用就是让我们为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
One thing that the Spirit leads us to do is to convict ourselves of our own sinful nature.
所以当我们被圣灵所引领的时候，我们会看到自己对人、对神的亏欠。
So when we are truly led by the Holy Spirit, we will see within ourselves things that we've done towards God and towards others that are shameful.
就是圣灵会光照我们，看到我们的亏欠，看到我们的罪。
That the Spirit leads us to see our own weaknesses and our own sins.
如果我们祷告没有感受到圣灵的提醒，光照我们，我们在哪里是得罪人、得罪神了？那这个是没有被圣灵所引领的。
And if ever we pray and we're not led by the Holy Spirit to recognize our own sins against God and against other people, then the content of our prayers is not obedient to God.
大家记不记得有两个人到殿里面去祷告？
And here's a story of two people who go to the temple to pray.
一个是法利赛人。
One is a Pharisee.
他感谢神说，我做得那么好。
And that Pharisee, thanks God for because he's able to do very well.
你看我又进食，我又奉献。
That he fasts and he gives offerings.
不像旁边这个罪人。
He's not like the sinner beside him.
那另外一个是税吏。
And the other person is tax collector.
他头也不敢抬，他就求神来怜悯他这个罪人。
Who doesn't even dare raise his head, but he prays to God for forgiveness.
这两个人当中谁的祷告是被圣灵所引领的？
So between these two, whose prayer is truly of the Holy Spirit?
我想我不用说大家都知道了，是不是？
I don't even need to tell you because everyone already knows the answer.
所以在我们的祷告当中，我们有时常感受到圣灵的责备吗？
So when we pray, do we regularly feel convicted by the Holy Spirit?
这是一个我们有没有被圣灵所引导的一个标记。
And this is a sign of whether we are truly being led by the Holy Spirit.
所以一个顺服的祷告，它的内容，我们的祷告事项是由圣灵来主导的，而不是由我们自己来定下来的。
So it's the Holy Spirit that leads the content of our prayer when we are truly praying within the Spirit.
你会发现我们的祷告不是说只是围绕着自己的需要、自己的这些需求而展开。
That the prayer is not based on our own needs and our own wants.
然后顺服的祷告还有另外一个方面，就是接受神的安排。
And another aspect of the of an obedient prayer is that it's accepting of whatever the Lord gives us.
我们时常向神祷告的时候，我们都希望神按照我们的心意来回答我们的祷告，是不是呢？
Isn't it oftentimes that we pray to God and we hope that God gives us what we want?
我们求财富、求健康、求职业。
That we pray for riches, we pray for health, we pray for good work.
求顺利。
May everything go smoothly for us.
各种各样的请求，我们都希望神按照我们的心意来回应我们，给我们开路。
We have all these requests and we hope in our hearts that God will hear us and give us these things.
但是箴言十九章二十一节说，人心多有计谋，唯有耶和华的筹算才能立定。
And this is the word of God in Proverbs 19:21. There are many plans in a man's heart, nevertheless the Lord's counsel that will stand.
我们所求的东西如果真的是按照我们的意愿成就了，那就一定是对我们是最好的吗？
And is it the case that if God gives us what we pray for, is it truly that, is that truly the best option for us?
这个可是不一定的。
Of course, this is not certain.
我之前听有一位姊妹她分享说，她说幸亏神没有每次都听她的祷告，否则的话她就嫁错十次的人了。
At one time, a sister shared with me, she said, thank God that God did not always give me what I wanted in my prayers. Otherwise, I would have married 10 wrong people.
这是因为神让万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
This is because God makes all things work for the good of those who believe in Him.
有时候神就让一些看上去不理想，甚至是不幸的事情发生在我们身上。
Sometimes it's the case that God lets these hardships and these non-ideal scenarios befall on us.
但这是正是为了要成就他的美意。
But this is all for his glorious and good purposes.
很多的事情单独来看是不好的。
That some things, if you take it at face value, it looks very bad.
但当我们把整幅图画拼凑起来的时候，我们就会发现这是一幅美妙的巨作。
But when you look at the bigger picture, we see that there's something beautiful even in this.
我们想想在创世纪里面的约瑟经历了那么多的磨难。
Let's think back to Joseph from the Old Testament who experienced and endured so much hardship.
我想他身处这些磨难当中，他所经历的这些事情都不是他想要的。
He experienced so many things that he had never wanted.
但是神正是用这样的事情来磨练他，造就他。
But God used these situations to strengthen him and to lead him.
也让他的经历来用他的经历来完成神的宏伟的计划。
And use his suffering and his terrible experiences to be a blessing to many.
同时呢，神也没有责任让我们心想事成，是不是呢？
And God also has no real obligation to us to give us what we want.
一个顺服的祷告不是在乎于我们得到了什么。
An obedient prayer isn't focused on what we've gotten out of it.
更是在乎于我们能够在主里面经历平安。
It's about God giving us the peace to endure all things.
祷告也不在于得到什么，而在于我们能够学到什么。
That prayer is not about what we've gotten out of it, but what we've learned from it.
在过去的两三年里面，我们教会两个堂每天早上七点半都有一群弟兄姊妹，我们在网上读经祷告。
In these past 2 years, at 7 a.m. we have a group of brothers and sisters who go online and we pray together.
所以我每天都会向神发出一些祷告。
And as a result, I pray to God about these every day.
所以莉莉姐在我们当中可以给我们做见证。
And Sister Lily among us could even testify to this.
我们做了很多的祷告，其实你两三年加起来，就每天其实都日子也不少了，对不对？
That you think about how many times we pray. We prayed every single day for the past 2-3 years. That's a lot of prayer, isn't it?
其实我们发现很多的这些祷告的祈求，神都回应了我们。
And it's also the case that all these things we pray for, God has responded.
大多数都是按照我们的心愿来回应我们。
That a lot of times it is the case that God has given us what we've prayed for.
但确实也有一些就是还是 pending, 还没有看到那个最终结果的。
But there are also things that have not been accomplished and we're still awaiting a response from God.
这当然让我们非常的欣慰。
And these things, of course, allow us to feel a little uncomfortable.
但这并不是最重要的。
But this isn't the most important thing.
最重要的就是我们把我们的请求告诉了神以后，神就赐给我们平安。
The most important thing is as we put these requests before God, that God gives us peace.
而且这种平安，圣经上说是出人意外的平安。
That this is a peace that people will not understand.
所以向神发出祷告，我们可以经历神的信实。
That when we do pray, we experience the peace from God.
我们也经历来自神的那平安。
We also receive both knowledge and peace from God.
这才是最宝贵的。
And this is the most precious thing.
所以我们要接受神的安排。
So we must accept whatever God has arranged for us.
我们发出祷告，神的回应不一定是按照我们的心愿来完成的。
That when we pray to God, it's not always the case that God will give us what we want.
那这个时候我们就学习接受神的这样的安排。
And in these situations, we learn to accept whatever God has arranged.
因为神有时候真的确实是为了爱我们的缘故，而没有按照我们的心思意念那样的去回应我们的祷告。
That's the case that it's because God truly loves us, that doesn't give us what we want.
我们知道神的筹算是最终能够立定的。
We know that 神的
His plan, his counsel.
A plan. Yes. Counsel will, ultimately, it's his counsel that will stand.
所以我们要有这样一种心态，就是神的计划是最好的，神的安排是最好的，是超出我们所求所想，是超出我们的想象的。
We must remember that it's God's plans that are the best, that they surpass all human understanding.
所以祷告的结果是由神安排，而不是我自己去强求。
So the result of prayer, that's wholly by the arrangement of God and not by what we do.
当我们祷告完以后，我们就知道神已经听见了，神会有他的安排，他用他的时间，他用他的方法来回应我们的祷告。
And after we pray, we trust that God has heard our prayer and he will respond to our prayers in the best way for us.
我们就不再需要担心了，也不再需要去纠结于这件事情。
And there's no need to worry or be distressed by this anymore.
这就是经历平安。
And this is what it means to experience peace.
我们之所以没有平安，就是自己还要强求说，哎，到底神要不要按照我的想法来回应？当你这样去纠缠的时候，你就心里面就没有平安了。
We know that we haven't experienced peace when we constantly think, oh, will God give us what we want?
所以接受神的安排，这是祷告顺服的祷告的一个方面。
So accepting whatever God has arranged is part of praying obediently.
那这里就会提到一个话题，就时常我们会问说，为什么我们的祷告好像神并不垂听呢？
And from here, another topic that's often discussed is why is it that our prayers are not answered?
其实并没有这种说法，说神的我们的祷告神不垂听。
It's never the case that God doesn't hear or listen to our prayers.
只不过是好像神并没有用我们的方法来回应我们的祷告，是不是？
Just that God hasn't given the desires of our heart, that's all.
但是当我们的祷告受阻的时候，也是让我们能够来重新思考，重新审视我们自己的属灵生命的时候。
That even when our prayers are fulfilled, that it's also a good time to reflect on what it means to have a prayer that's directed by the Holy Spirit.
这个大卫·鲍森牧师他写了这本书叫 Practicing the Principles of Prayer.
And this author once wrote this book called Practicing the Principles of Prayer.
中文好像翻译成说祷告的黄金法则，好像类似这样的名字。
And that is the Chinese name for it.
然后他这里讲到说，为什么好像我们会觉得我们的祷告不蒙神的垂听，这有几个方面的原因。
Explores the question of why are our prayers not answered, and it also provides several possible explanations.
第一个原因就是我们与神的关系不对。
The first possible explanation is that our relationship with God is not right.
我们心里注重罪,
that our hearts are filled with sin.
我们没有对神有这种顺服的心态,
that, we are not, that our heart isn't obedient to God.
如果我们都决意不听神的话, 神为什么会告诉我们他的心意是什么呢?
If we are disobedient to God, then why doesn't God reveal His will to us?
自然他就不会回应我们的祷告了，是不是?
As a result, God will not respond to our prayers.
另外一个方面呢, 就是我们与人的关系不对。
Another possible explanation is our relationship with others is not set right.
神命令我们要原谅别人。
God commands us to forgive one another.
如果我们心里还记恨别人的话, 我们就是对神的一个违背。
That in our hearts, if we have hatred, hold hatred for others, then we have already transgressed against God.
那在这样的情况之下, 神也不会回应我们的祷告。
And under this circumstance, God also will not respond to our prayers.
圣经里面也不是说是丈夫如果不爱妻子的话, 那丈夫的祷告也会受到阻拦。
And the Bible says that if the husband does not love the wife, then God may not hear the husband's prayer.
所以当我们与人的关系不对的时候, 我们的祷告也很可能不蒙垂听。
So if our relationship with others is not set right, then it's possible that God also will not respond to our prayers.
还有一点就是我们与自己的关系不对。
And lastly, it's because that you are not right with yourself.
很多时候我们祷告的时候我们心情很浮躁。
A lot of times our spirit is in turmoil.
我们在祷告的时候我们心里面就想到是很多其他的事情。
That even while we are praying, a lot of other things make it to the forefront of our minds.
在这样一种烦躁的心态之下, 我们很难听到神的回应。
In this chaos of our hearts, we don't see God's response to our prayers.
所以我们要先学习静下心来, 学习聆听神的话语。
So we must learn to quiet our hearts and to listen to God.
那还有一点, 为什么我们的祷告好像不蒙垂听呢? 就是因为我们是在一场属灵的征战当中。
Another reason for why it looks like our prayers aren't being answered is due to spiritual warfare.
撒旦时常在搅扰。
That is the work of Satan that distracts us.
他干扰我们的祷告。
That he tries to undermine our efforts to pray.
他在我们心中种植那些不信。
That he fills our heart with doubt.
让我们对祷告失去信心。
He makes it so that we don't even believe in prayer.
对神失去信心。
And we lose faith in God.
那还有另外一点呢, 就是神为什么好像不垂听我们的祷告, 就是神要造就我们。
Another possible reason why it appears that God is not responding to our prayers is that God is training us.
就有点像我们做父母的要帮助小孩子小婴孩学习走路。
Similar to how we parents are help a child take their first steps.
有时候做父母的就会退后两步故意放手,对不对?
That sometimes as a parent we step back to and wait for the child to take their own steps.
让这孩子自己学会走路。
Allow the child to learn on their own.
但这个时候呢, 这孩子有可能会摔跤。
But during this process, the child might fall.
这小孩子有可能会, 有挣扎。
And that child might be injured or encounter hardship.
但这正是神造就人的计划。
But this is also God's plan of salvation for us.
他有时候就是放手。 他退后,放手。
Sometimes he takes a step back and lets us proceed.
让我们学习功课。
And allows us to learn from this.
所以很多时候有些基督徒认为说, 哎呀,我的祷告好像都神不回应, 是不是神不爱我了?
And sometimes people say, God is not answering my prayers. Is it possible that he has stopped loving me?
但其实正正相反。
But this is actually the opposite of what's happening.
正是因为神爱我们的缘故, 所以他才没有 按照我们每一件事情都按照我们所求的那样来发生。
It's because God loves us, and therefore He does not give us everything that we want in our prayers.
好，我们再来讲到这个顺服祷告的最后一个方面，就是要顺应神的呼召。And
let's talk about the last aspect of the obedient prayer, which is in compliance with God's calling.
有时候我们在祷告的过程当中，神会提醒我们我们要做的事情。
Sometimes in the midst of our prayers, God will remind us of what we need to do.
比如说你在为一个弟兄或姊妹祷告的时候, 这位弟兄姊妹遇到了困难。
For instance, suppose that you are praying for a brother or sister, and you know that this brother or sister is going through hardship.
神就会感动你说，你要为这位弟兄或姊妹去做一些事情。
That the Holy Spirit will move you to do something for this person.
不只是说坐在那里为他祷告，而是在实际行动上为他去解决一些问题。
The Spirit will move you to not only pray for them, but also to take action and do something to help them.
这就是神的一个呼召。
That this is a part of God's calling.
那面对这样的呼召，我们怎么做呢？
So knowing this calling, how do we respond to this?
或许我们就可以消灭圣灵的感动。我们说，哎呀，没事，就这个事情。有其他人去帮他的。
We can extinguish the Holy Spirit moving within us and say that someone else will help them.
耶利米书第七章二十三节说：“你们当听从我的话，我就做你们的神，你们也做我的子民。你们行我所吩咐的一切道，就可以得福。”
And this is the word of God in Jeremiah 7:23. Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you.That it may be well with you.
所以当神呼召我们的时候，我们要顺从他的呼召。
So we must always respond to God's calling.
我常说，我们时常会感而不动。
Have you ever encountered the situation where you felt moved but you didn't do anything?
我们有没有试过说，哎，我很有感动，但是却没有动呢？
Did you feel like I feel deeply moved, but I just couldn't do anything about it?
我时常都犯这样的错误。
Even I sometimes experience this.
就像刚才讲到的，在祷告里面想到某位弟兄或姊妹需要探访，需要帮助。
That in the midst of my prayers, I remembered a brother or sister who may need my support.
时不时我会给自己找借口说：“哎呀，我已经很累了，我已经做了很多了，我没有时间了。”
And I also found an excuse for myself that I'm tired. I've already done so much. I need to rest.
或者自我安慰说：“说不定他熬过这一两天就没事了。”
Or perhaps we convince ourselves that in 1 to 2 days they'll get over this hardship.
这就叫感而不动。
This is what it means to feel moved but do not move.
或许是我们在祷告过程当中，神提醒我们在哪里得罪人、得罪神了。
Sometimes it's within the midst of our prayers that we were reminded of how we sin against God and against people.
让我们去给人道歉，向神忏悔。
And we are moved to then apologize to the person that we've offended.
很多时候我们也会感而不动。
A lot of times we have this, that we are moved to do this, but we still don't move.
其实每当神呼召我们的时候，就是要使用我们，要改变我们的生命，要使用我们的时候。
And whenever God calls upon us, it's for us to do something.
当我们不去顺应神的呼召的时候，就是失去了一次经历神的机会。
And we don't respond to God, then...that we've lost an opportunity to be present with God.
我又想起大概六年前我们在这里出去执堂去执凯瑞堂的时候。
I'm reminded of in the past when I was with the Carey Fellowship.
当时我们的想象就是我们与一些说英文的教会合作。
Our idea was that we would collaborate with a bunch of English-speaking churches.
所以我们会在这样的一个教会里面租一个场地来在那里聚会。
So we rented out a room within the church to have our own service.
然后我们把我们的儿童跟青少年交给这些说英文的教会，由他们来牧养。
And we gave our youths to the ministry of that English-speaking church.
然后我们这些童工呢，就可以专注于这个中文的事工。
And therefore, brothers and sisters who serve, they could then focus on the Chinese service.
但是后来神并没有开这样的路。
But God never opened this path up for us.
他让我们要自己搭建这个整个教会，从儿童、青少年到成人的这些聚会，都让我们自己来搭建。
That God wants to establish the program for the youth all by ourselves without help from an English-speaking church.
那这就与我们一开始想象的很不一样。
That the plans of the Lord differed greatly from our own.
这儿童还好吧，跟他说说中文啊什么都还可以。
That the children's ministry, it's okay, we just speak to them in Chinese.
但对于一个青少年他们的喂养，而是这个是处于他们在生命成长当中很关键的这个阶段，对他们的喂养其实是很重要的，一定要是用英文的他们的母语来喂养他们。
But for youth, it's quite different because they're at a very pivotal stage in their spiritual lives, and as a result, we need to speak to them in English because that's their own native language.
所以我们一致地向神发出祈求，说：“神啊，请你差派工人来到我们当中，来牧养这些青少年。”
So at that moment, we prayed to God and asked for God to send someone who spoke English and who could be a shepherd to the youth ministry.
但在这个祷告过程当中，我们并没有看到神差遣的同工来到我们当中。
But even as we prayed, we never truly saw someone that God who had sent. We never saw that God had sent anyone for us to do these things.
相反，在这样的一个祷告过程当中，陈腾和我不断地感受到这种感动，说神就告诉我们说，你们来做。
And even while we prayed, we felt deeply moved that God was calling us to do these things, and He was not going to send someone else.
我们当时马上就拒绝。
And our first reaction was to reject this.
我想说，怎么可能呢？这不可能是神的声音。我们又没有这种才干，又没有这种时间，没有这种精力，跟这些青少年也不知道怎么去交流，怎么可能是我们？绝对是听错了。
And we thought that there's no way that this could possibly be God's plan. We don't have the knowledge. We don't have the time. There's no way that we are going to be equipped to do these things.
但后来这种感动越来越强烈。
But as time passed, this moving within us felt even stronger.
我们就想着，好吧，那就豁出去了，就硬着头皮试一试，看看怎么样。
And we finally acquiesced and said, "Okay, we'll do our best, and we'll just see how it goes."
结果发现这个征战不是我们的，是属于神的。
And we realized that this battle, that this was not our own battle, but this was God's battle.
很多的困难，神亲自的为我们解决。
That there are a lot of hardships that God resolved for us.
我想这是顺应神的呼召而带来的一个经历神的机会。
That this was how we experienced God, and this arose from how we were obedient to God.
我想，如果我们当时坚持要拒绝的话，神也会兴起其他的人来做这样的事情。
That if we were to just persist, maybe God would provide someone for us.
但是我们自己就失去了与神同工的机会。
We lost an opportunity, but then we would lose an opportunity to experience God.
所以作为祷告。我们顺应神的呼召，这是让神来改变我们，让我们经历神的这样一个大好的机会。
So when we pray to God, we allowed God to change us and move within us, and as a result, we were able to experience God.
所以我们可以看到这个祷告的过程，从祷告是不是要祷告，祷告的开始，到祷告的内容，到祷告的结果，到顺应他的呼召，这些都是投入到顺服神的旨意当中。
So we see the entire process of prayer, of whether to pray or not, what to focus on, and the result of prayer, and how to be obedient to God. All this ties into whether we are truly being obedient to God, and whether we are praying in the Spirit.
So 这就是说，祷告不是在于我们向神说了什么话。
So the focus of prayer is not what we've asked God for.
而是一个全人的、全身心的投入。
But it's that we truly submit and give ourselves up to God.
这是顺服的祷告。
That this is the obedient prayer.
顺服的祷告是由听从神开始，由听从神结束。
That the obedient prayer starts from listening to God and ends with listening to God.
那最后一点，我很快的跟大家分享一下，我们怎么样才能够随时随地的来做出祷告。
Lastly, I want to share with you how is it that we can pray without ceasing.
首先，我们要知道的是，祷告是一场属灵的征战。
First, we must remember that praying is part of spiritual warfare.
在以弗所书第六章讲到要穿戴神的全副军装的时候，讲到最后这里十七节，这里讲到十七十八节讲到说，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦为众圣徒祈求。
The Bible reminds us during warfare, and this is the word of God in Ephesians 6:7-18.And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this and with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
所以我们拿着这个圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，是用来干什么用？
So we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What do we do with it?
我们要靠着圣灵随时的多方祷告祈求。
We must rely on the Spirit to pray without ceasing.
这是属灵征战的一部分。
That this is a part of spiritual warfare.
同时呢，我们的祷告不是在自说自话，
At the same time, praying is not just talking to the air.
我们的祷告是有许多的参与者的。
That there are many participants in our prayer.
每当我们祷告的时候，有谁在参与在其中呢？
So who is it who that participates in our prayers?
除了我们，还有跟我们一起祷告的弟兄姊妹以外，还有谁参与了我们的祷告呢？
Aside from us and our brothers and sisters who are praying beside us, who else attends our prayers?
我们看到圣父参与了我们的祷告，他是我们祷告的对象，也是我们祷告的倾听者。
First is the Father God, who is the listener of our prayers.
圣子是我们祷告的搭桥者，是我们的桥梁，所以呢，我们会奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And second is the Son, who is the mediator of our prayers, and therefore it's in His name that we pray.
耶稣基督这圣子在神和我们之间搭起了一座桥梁。
That the Son serves as a bridge between us and the Father.
让我们的祷告可以让神听见。
And it's because of the Son that the Father God is able to hear our prayers.
然后圣灵是我们祷告的主导者。
And the Holy Spirit is the driver of our prayers.
刚才我们已经看到说我们的祷告的内容应该是被圣灵来驱动的。
We just discussed that the content of our prayers should be guided by the Holy Spirit.
当然在这个祷告的过程当中，撒旦和邪灵也是参与者之一，他们试图在破坏我们的祷告。
But also in the midst of our prayers, Satan and the devil are also present, and they're trying to destroy and undermine our prayers.
他们在搅扰我们的祷告。
They're trying to disrupt our prayers.
所以我们要拿起神所赐的全副军装。
So we must put on the full armor of God.
我们要站立得稳。
We must be steadfast.
随时多方祷告祈求。
And we must pray without ceasing.
也为众圣徒祈求。
And also to pray for all the other saints.
保罗继续说，也要为他祈求。
Even Paul has said that for you to pray for all the saints.
这是我们参与到这场属灵征战当中的我们自己的责任。
And this is our role in spiritual warfare.
所以很多时候有些弟兄姊妹说，我不知道怎么祷告，我没有办法开口。这个好像祷告就是叫对空气说话，我说不了，开不了口。
So a lot of times brothers and sisters come to me and say that they don't know how to pray, and that prayer to them is like speaking to the air.
所以我就给大家一个建议，就我不是说告诉大家一个祷告的公式啊，祷告是没有公式的，千万不要说我按照一个公式来祷告。
And so I give them a suggestion, and this is not a formula. Do not say that there is a formula to prayer.
但是我给大家一个这样的一个框架，就是让这些并不习惯于祷告的这些弟兄姊妹能够建立祷告的习惯，能够随时随地的随时向神发出祷告。
I provide this outline for people who may not have been praying as much, so that the content of the prayers might be obedient.
对这个祷告的这个框架，就是我用这个英文字祷告的这四个英文字母，每一个字母代表一个方面。
And in this outline, I've used the word pray as an acronym, and each letter represents a concept that I'll talk about now.
所以 P 这个祷告的第一个字母 P 就是 praise and give thanks, 就是赞美和感恩。
And the first letter P represents praise and give thanks.
我们因为神的属性，因为他的伟大而赞美他。
That we praise God because of his great love for us.
我们为了神所做的一切的美善，对我们的这种恩慈来感谢他。
That we're thankful for all the good that God has done within us.
然后第二个字母 R 呢，就是Repent, 就是认罪悔改。
The second letter of the acronym is R, which is repent.
我们要承认我们自己的罪。
We must acknowledge our own sins.
而且我们要悔而改之。
We must truly turn away from them.
第三个方面呢，就是 ask, 就是祈求。
And the third concept is to ask.
就是把我们所要的告诉神。
That we tell God what we want.
所以上一次我在这里分享的时候，跟大家分享了这个最明智的祈求，对不对？
And last time I shared with you what is the wisest prayer.
大家有没有人记得这个明智的祈求应该是求什么？
Does anyone remember what the wisest prayer asked for?
有弟兄姊妹还记得啊？有一个明智的祈求，就求神的祝福， 就是我们把我们所要的这些生活的需要来向神求。
The wisest prayer is one where we ask for the blessings of God.
那有个更明智的祈求呢，就是向神求智慧。
And a wiser prayer even is that we ask for wisdom from God.
那一个最明智的祈求就是求神的国和他的公义。
But the wisest prayer is to ask the kingdom of God come and His will be done.
所以我们可以放胆的向神求。
And so we could ask God for anything.
但是呢，我们应该有一个交托的心态。
And while doing so, you must have a heart that yields to God.
就是接受神的安排，接受神的回应。
That we accept whatever He purposes for us.
这就有点像耶稣所求的，求神把那个杯给挪去，但是为了要成就神的意思，而不是要成就自己的意思。
And this is similar to how Jesus prayed before His crucifixion, that He requests that the cup be taken away from Him, but it's not His will, but the Father God's will that should be done.
这就是一种交托的心态。
And He illustrates perfectly what it means to have a heart that yields to God.
讲到这个祷告的心态的时候，我非常喜欢这个但以理的三个朋友，他们所展现出来的那种风范。
And to illustrate this further, I love this example provided in the book of Daniel.
这个不是一个祷告，但是呢，它反映出我们祷告所应该带有的这种心态。
That in this part of the Bible, he doesn't pray directly, but he does capture what it means to have a heart that yields.
所以但以理这三个朋友，因为他们不像那个尼布甲尼撒所立的那个金像下拜，他们要被扔到这个烈火的火窑里面去。
So Daniel and his three friends, because they refused to bow before the gods of King Nebuchadnezzar, they were about to be thrown into a fire.
那这个三个朋友说，即便如此，就是即便我们要被扔到火窑里面去，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
And they say to him, but even if God does not deliver us from the fire, then we still will not worship your gods.
然后后面，这前面讲到他们相信神会解救他们。
But in the preface, they say that they believe that God truly will save them.
然后呢，后面半段，他们说：“即或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。”
But in the second half, they say that even if God chooses not to save us, we still will not worship your gods.
这就是对神有这种忠诚，有那种信心。
And this is what it means to have faith in God.
知道神所安排的一定是最好的。
And it shows that these Daniel and his three friends believe that God's plan was truly the best.
希望我们今天都学习到这个顺服的祷告。
I hope that we've all learned today about what it means to pray obediently.
而让我们能够随时祷告。
What it means to pray without ceasing.
让我们响应神的呼召。
What it means to respond to God's calling.
做符合他心意的祷告。
To pray in a manner that's worthy of the will of God.
求神帮助我们。
May God help us all.
Amen. 让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，确实是的，我们本不知怎么样祷告。
God, it's truly the case that we do not know how to pray.
但感谢你赐给我们话语，也感谢你呼召我们，也感谢你让圣灵感动我们。
But thank you, Lord God, for your word, for your calling, and for your spirit which moves within us.
主啊，造就我们成为一个祷告的人。
God, make it so that we are men and women of prayer.
让我们通过祷告对你有更大的依靠。
That through our prayers we learn to rely on you more.
让我们更加寻求你的旨意。
That through our prayers we desire your will even more.
让我们满心知道您的旨意。
And Lord, through our prayers let us be aware and know of your will.
好，让我们行事为人对得起你。
And let us,
好，让我们行事为人能够对得起神。
And let us also help one another to recognize and know you.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord God, please help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.